Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. So, Mauricio, you're Colombian. So, are you born and bred Colombian?
Yes, I did.
And here we are in a cafe in Toulouse. So, was it a kind of direct flight from Colombia to here?
Yes, it was a direct. No, I met a miscarriage in Paris.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah, I arrived in Toulouse almost directly. Yeah.
Okay, okay. And what did you do when you arrived in Toulouse?
I had a small apartment at the very beginning in the campus.
Oh, so you were a student when you came?
Yeah, yeah. When I was here at the very beginning, I was a student. I came here to finish my studies in a kind of academic exchange with my school in Colombia at a French school here.
Oh, so you went to a French school in Colombia then?
Exactly.
Okay, so they had a system already set up for the exchange.
Exactly. Yeah. So the idea was to stay here for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then get back to Colombia.
Yeah, and you're still here.
Exactly, and I'm still here since 8 years.
Oh, right, okay,
yeah,
great.
So, yeah.
So, how long did it take you to feel really at home in a different country?
Before being here in France, I used to live in England.
Oh, did you?
For a year, and then in China for a year.
Oh, right, okay.
And in the United States for 6 months. So. I have to say that it was even more complicated when I went to, for example, to England. I was in Oxford at that time than being in France, because when I came to France, I had the experience of being abroad when I was in England.
Okay.
So it was even, I think, it was less complicated.
Yeah, because in fact, for me, I'm British, so I'm living in the same continent.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
yeah.
so difficult, but you're in a completely different continent.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, what is difficult? What is easy? How did you adapt?
The culture always will be different, you know, compared to Latin American countries, the culture. But I like this kind of change, and I adapt myself very, very quickly. So I came here. I was not looking for Colombian people or even for Latin American people. I wanted to discover this new culture. So it was good for me to discover people from Europe, not always French. And I love French language. So for me it was, I can say, a bit easy to do that. But I mean, I always miss my family, my friends, my culture.
Yeah.
But being here since 8 years, I think I can feel at home.
Yeah, so you kind of mentally unpacked quite early on in your time.
Yeah.
I think it's important when you go to another country to meet people from that country, really, not just stick with your own comfort zone.
Exactly.
Of your own.
I think a mistake, which is normally some people do that, it's to come to another country and look for people from that country, and they don't get into this new culture. I need to take them time to feel like at home.
Yes, well, that's all very, very good idea. But there must be something that you miss from your country, Colombia. What is the one thing that you miss?
I think the thing I miss the most is my family.
Oh yeah,
of course, because I think part of my friends, or even most of my friends, my close friends, they are like me abroad.
Mm.
So even if I go back to Colombia for my holidays, they won't be there. My family will be there always, but my friends maybe not. So I miss my family and part of the food.
Ah, food. So just give us a quick rundown of the food.
Exactly.
So just tell us the name of some food that you miss.
I miss, for example, some soups like ajiaco, which is very typical from the city I come from, Bogota, which is the capital city of Colombia. But some others like bandeja paisa or cuchuco or some other things, empanadas.
Yes. Well, for me, it's just fish and chips. For me, okay.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think in France, the advantage of being here is like you eat very well.
Yes,
so
that's
what
true.
So even if you miss part of what you ate when you were in your country, what you eat in France,
it's a big compensation, isn't it?
It's a big compensation. Yeah.
Yes. Well, good. Thank you very much. I think it might be time to eat now. Right. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eslpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.